just yesterday you can still recall with any accuracy at all, you'll quickly notice how selective and fickle your memory is. And if you've ever needed to remember a name in a pinch, only to find that it completely eludes you, well, you've likely already come to the conclusion that memory is far from perfect. Why is that? After all, computers don't have this problem. Computers are really good at storing and retrieving stuff. It was one of the easiest problems that computer scientists had to solve. I mean, compared with recognizing faces, it was a cakewalk. So why hasn't Mother Nature shaped our memory system more effectively? Well, we're going to address that particular question at length in another lecture. But I bring up the problem of memory now because it illustrates a central issue that will come up time and again throughout this course. The brain is indeed a beautiful thing, but it can also be messy, random, and inefficient. Prone to mistakes from the lowest levels of perception to the highest levels of complex decision making. In short, despite its marvels, the brain is not perfectly designed. Now, this may seem to be a fairly straightforward observation, but think about it for a moment. Don't we usually act as though our brains are perfectly designed? We have great confidence in our judgments. We feel that we're beyond the reach of bias. We believe that our decisions are based on a careful weighing of pros and cons. We rely on the memories of witnesses to prove guilt or innocence. But is this confidence, this certainty, warranted? Do our brains actually mislead us much of the time? How would we behave if we had a fuller understanding of all the shortcuts evolution has taken when shaping our brains? Instead of living with the illusory belief that we already know our own minds. Changes in behavior will be up to you, but my goal for this course is to provide you with this deeper knowledge of how your brain actually works, not just how we think it should. So let's start by debunking the most basic myth of all, the deep-seated intuition that the brain is a masterpiece of neural design. Now, I'm not saying that the brain isn't highly complex. It is. And the fact that out of this tangle of complexity come such wonderful things as music, the Bill of Rights, architecture, and love, makes it hard to imagine that the brain wasn't carefully designed, each neuron and connection thoughtfully crafted, engineered, and assembled. But the brain is simply the end result of millions of years of evolution, and Mother Nature, with all her power, is a tinkerer, not an architect. Every complexity in our brains arose from a very long history of tiny tweaks, which, by the way, are still in progress. And some of these tweaks are more akin to inefficient hacks than to universal upgrades, fixing a bug in a computer program by just patching it up with some little piece of code, rather than recrafting the entire program from scratch. These hacks are both frustrating and wonderful. They're responsible for our sieve-like memory, the errors we make when we perceive the world, our snap judgments, but they also give us imagination, the delight of discovering illusions, and our uncanny ability to find patterns in everything and anything. Now, to understand the hacks that nature has applied to our brains, we really need to consider our path through millions of years of evolution. But here we encounter a challenge, because it's very hard to find definitive evidence for the evolution of specific psychological traits or neuroanatomy. Brains and behavior are not found in the fossil record. Brains decay and behaviors don't leave behind any traces. We can only make inferences based on what we can see, like tools and skulls and the remnants of artistic expression. But we can also look to the brains and behaviors of other animals for some answers, and to the similarities and differences between our fellow humans, too. And so where possible in this course, we'll compare our mighty brains with those of other animals, and even with our younger selves. In doing so, however, we always need to keep one important caveat in mind. It's far too tempting to look to evolution for a good story and to be taken in by a compelling explanation that our minds developed just so. This type of thinking feeds the myth that natural selection had a design in mind all the while. For example, many of us watch toddlers and other little